been given the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs Veteran of the Month Award. This was on Thursday, December 20th at 10:30 a.m. I attended that ceremony, and I asked him to be here at the county meeting. He works for Veterans Department here, and I talked to a lot of veterans that night. I know there was one other board member that was with me. I think it was Mr. Robertson when they made a presentation. Believe me, if I read this, it'd take a long time because of all the things he's done, so I'm not going to go through that again. But let me tell you, he has put Madison County Veterans Affairs on the map. And everyone, all the veterans I have talked to throughout the county, especially the ones that were here that night, one after another was getting up and telling things that he's done for the community, for your community, and for all of Madison County. And it's people like yourself, Brad, that we are very proud to have you working for Madison County. We appreciate the service that you've done for your country, and we want to congratulate you on being the Veteran of the Month for the state of Illinois. And we've got a plaque here that was given to you earlier. This way we're going to get another picture. And I'm going to have you make a few comments, and just if you don't mind.
Sure. Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity to come and get presented the award again. It is an honor to serve Madison County in the capacity of Superintendent of the Veterans Assistance Commission. I've had the honor to meet many of you and numerous veterans in Madison County since 2009. We have approximately 30,000 veterans in Madison County. It's just a wonderful humbling position, especially when they come in and they need the services that we provide. Many of them come in and they have really no idea how to navigate the even the local system, especially the federal system of benefits that they're afforded to, and that's where we come in and we help them, you know, answer any questions that they may have, especially those that are returning. Believe it or not, we still provide to the largest population of the veterans, the Vietnam and Vietnam era, and Vietnam in-country veterans, at about 33% to 35% of our veteran population out there. We're starting to see the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans come back now. And, of course, I'm sure many of you are aware of our Veterans Treatment Court. We currently have about 28 veterans that are actively going through our Veterans Treatment Court here in Madison County. That was the third treatment court in the United States. It was the first in Illinois, despite what Chicago likes to say. So we're very proud of that. In October, we did receive a Bureau of Justice grant for $200,000, and we're currently on our third month of putting that grant in place. So we hope to do great things in the next 2 years with that and then continue on. So once again, I appreciate the opportunity. And we're tucked away in the back corner down there, so if you have any questions, feel free to stop by anytime. And thanks again.
To have all the veterans in the audience to stand up. Anybody that served, I'd like you to stand up. Thank you for your service. Take this. Sure. And I'm going to have John Douglas Schoberly come on down, and Bob and Annette, if you'd like to join him, you could. And any family members that would like to join. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
And the reason I have John here is John is our newest Eagle Scout for Madison County. He just got this on Sunday, and I was under the weather, so I was not able to make it, so I wanted to give him a little distinction today. But Bob and Annette both work for Madison County in different capacities, and this is their son, and I know you're very proud of your son. And if I had the opportunity to speak at the function, not only would I get the certificate, but let me tell you, You know, we have like 900 people that work for Madison County. And I've had, you know, I know Gary Stallhut's done it. I know other people have done it. If you see an Eagle Scout on a resume, it means something. Because when a young man goes for an Eagle Scout, that's not easy. And it shows dedication. And a lot of young people don't have the dedication to do that. I made tenderfoot. I got to be honest with you. I did not make it. But, you know, when you have the dedication to be an Eagle Scout, that is just unbelievable. And this is a certificate of achievement and recognition for the dedication commitment that recognizes John Douglas Chauvelet has successfully achieved a distinguished rank of Eagle Scout and congratulates him for this achievement. Is passed this 13th day of January, that's passed, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza. And I want to thank you for your service to the Boy Scouts. And that's a little plaque. We'll get a picture here real fast. And yeah. Can you get us? And once again, it's very good. I'm not going to read all this, but if you could, I'm going to put you online. Excuse me, and I hope you don't mind this. Tell us about your Eagle Scout project.
Okay, my Eagle Scout project was I participated in the Edwardsville High School band for 4 years, and the band had a storage shed that was highly disorganized, and I felt that we could take a better advantage of the space, so my project involved knocking out a concrete curb so you could access the shed easier, pouring a concrete slab, building a ramp up into the shed, and then shelving and an organization system inside the shed as well.
Introduce your, I'll get you up here, the other family members.
Again, this is my husband, Bob Chauvelet, and this is our younger son, Jacob Chauvelet. He is a tenderfoot in the same Boy Scout troop that John was a part of. He's now an adult leader, actually, with the troop, and he's attending college at Missouri Science and Technology in Rolla, Missouri right now, so he's home on his school break. And then this is our daughter, Catherine, who's a freshman at Edwardsville High School, and she's also a Girl Scout. So.
Correspondence.
Chairman, we have the monthly report of the county clerk, the circuit clerk, the recorder, the monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools, the population report from the sheriff's office, and the treasurer's monthly investment report. And that is all.
That's it. Okay, Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members.
What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll come right and get it. Okay, thank you. Finance Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
The Finance Committee has six items for your consideration this evening. Summary report of claims and transfers. For year 2012, reappropriation to year 2013 budget, and there's two attachments. For year 2012, immediate emergency appropriation, 2012 enhanced drug court treatment grant, 2013 immediate emergency appropriation, 2012 law enforcement camera grant, 2013 immediate emergency appropriation, 2013 adult redeploy grant, resolution to award contract for printed return address envelopes is signed by all members of the committee. Now move your approval.
Would you bring in C2, please?
Okay. We have a resolution to purchase one new model year 2013 police interceptor utility vehicle and nine new model year 2013 police interceptor sedan replacement vehicles for the Madison County Sheriff Office. Move for your approval.
We have a motion seconded by Ms. Tracy on the question. Roll call. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Minter?
That's all I have, sir.
Buildings and Facilities Management Committee, Mr. Adler.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, I have the holiday resolution for the month of February 2013, and I would like to make that a motion, sir.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, on to question. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Get that.
Who made the second on that? Mick.
I'm learning.
It's just a roll call. I mean, not a roll call. This. Okay, you ready? Health Department Committee, Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I am asking for a yes vote on approval for the ordinance amending Chapter 55 Madison County Food Sanitation Ordinance. I make that a motion.
Excuse us. We do have a new clerk. She does, you know, she's doing fine. The last one, because it didn't need to have a roll call, but she had it in the machine. So on the last on the Building and Facilities Management Committee holiday resolution for month of February, if we could have a roll call on that, I would appreciate it. So.
On behalf of the county clerk's office, we do. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Now, Mr. Holliday, I'm going to have you start over then,
all right,
be fair.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I have in front of me an ordinance amending Chapter 55 Madison County Food Sanitation, and I would ask for a yes vote on that.
Okay. You're making that a form of a motion?
Form of a motion for
a
yes.
We have a motion. Is there a second on that?
Peter.
Second by...
Yeah,
just a second. On the question?
Yes, I have.
Ms. Roosevelt.
I appreciate the work that Doc has done on this, and especially Tony, because I know I've expressed concerns about it, and they've taken it to their committee twice. But what I'd like to do is propose a resolution to amend it for a three-year freeze for the school districts. I do have a concern about increasing any fees to our school districts right now, especially when they're struggling the way they are, and I'm concerned about the message that we're sending and doing that. I'm proposing an amendment that I agree with the rest of the resolution, but that there'll be a three-year freeze on the increases for the school districts, where at that point we can reassess where the health department is, where the school districts are, and whether we can proceed with it at that time.
You want to put that in a form of a motion for
yes.
me, please?
I'll okay. second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Arthur-Dorian?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. Would it be possible to receive a breakdown as to what these different organizations are or groups are? I mean, I see Category 1 and 2, but I don't know what's in Category 1 and 2.
You want to come down to the microphone, please?
You know, because, I mean, we're talking about not just schools, but churches, churches that have fish fries, or they're going to have to buy okay. a license for every night.
So you get it. We got the wealth of information here for that.
Great. Thank you.
Actually, every food service establishment in Madison County obtains a permit. And every food service, every permanent establishment, that includes your Lenten fish fries that you're talking about, your temporary events, your grocery stores, your schools, hospitals, long-term care facilities, restaurants, et cetera. No one gets a free pass.
Right.
Everyone purchases a permit, and that's basically, if you will, it helps offset our cost to do the mandated inspections. So a Category 1 facility, a Category 2 facility, and a Category 3 facility is the way our permits are broken down to establish what their food handling activities are. You'll notice a Category 1 and Category 2 facility actually has the same permit fee. Okay? Basically, what it is, those are the establishments that have your complex full-fledged restaurants, that they're preparing food from scratch, they're cooling food items, they're reheating food items, they're holding food for hours at a time. So the more food practices and handling practices that a facility does, the more they manipulate a food item, the more intense, if you will, or the lower their category is, Category 1. And that's all established in the ordinance. That's actually straight out of the state code. A Category 3 establishment is like a bar. for example, there's no food preparation, there's no food being served. Category 2 facility might be something like a fast food restaurant where they're not hot holding foods, they're not making foods far in advance or reheating foods the next day. They pretty much, you come in and order a hamburger, they make the hamburger. So it's a little less handling. What it is, it's the less risk of a problem because you're not bringing that food product through the danger zone and taking it back up and cooling it down, et cetera.
Mr. McRae?
I've got a question. I noticed the penalty, the maximum fine went from 500 to 1,000. That seems to be...
Actually, that's state statute that we're allowed to do that. Currently, what our ordinance is, and I'm happy to say that we've never had to go that far as achieving compliance, but that is if we have to get the state's attorney's office involved, that if it would go into a court, offenders of the ordinance, if you will, those persons violating the permit could be subject to a fine up to, actually it's $1,500, that they could be subject to a fine up to $1,500 per day. That would totally be up to the judge to award that type of
Right.
That's a judge. That's, you're at the court of law at that point, and so that's a legislative statute.
Okay.
Did I say that correctly?
Mr. Mavis.
If I could continue on with my question, though, I mean, there are several different groups. There's festivals that are held by nonprofit organizations.
Those are temporary permits, and those places are established.
There are church facilities. There are bingo halls. There are
All of those are permitted and inspected. All of those are permitted
but
and inspected.
I guess my question initially, and I don't know how difficult this would be, is, do you have it categorized, and can we get a copy of it?
Well, sure. Actually, you can get...
I mean, I would have thought that would have come with this so that, you know, if people had questions like, you know, in their own district, if they have a multitude of bingo
halls...
Well,
I don't know...
festivals, you know...
We have 1,300 regular full-scale establishments that operate on an annual permit. Last year, we conducted, I don't know, close to 400 temporary food service inspections. That's your homecomings,
right?
Okay, your 4th of July celebration, Granite City, the Lenten fish fry, you know, that sort of thing. It wouldn't be picking up, this amendment wouldn't be picking up anyone new. What it's doing is increasing the fee to continue to do
and,
to
and
operate.
And I don't have a problem with raising the fee. I think we need to do that on occasion.
I can get you that, but I can also tell you all of that information is available online on our website.
Okay.
You can go to our website 24/7. We have live updating. So you can look at inspection reports. You can look at complaint investigations.
If I just go to the Madison County website and
MadisonCHD.org. Yes, sir. I'll send you the link personally. But all of that's available. So anytime you want to look at that and see who's in there, everyone that has a permit is in that database, and that's all accessible to the public.
Thank you.
Mr. McGuire, you want to add something?
Yes, with regard to the penalty, the state statute sets the maximum penalty for violations of the health ordinance at the same fine as for a Class B misdemeanor, which probably at the time this ordinance was written was $500, but now under state statute, the maximum penalty for Class B misdemeanor is $1,500. So the health department is merely asking that the authority, maximum authority, that the court be authorized to fine somebody, a food service establishment, a court action becomes necessary, would be $1,000 rather than $500.
Mr. Patton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to say that I do support the amendment that Mrs. Roosevelt put forward in the sense that the message that we're sending to school districts in a time where their funding is getting worse and worse. They have many school districts are in the process of borrowing to sustain their expenditures and meet their bill requirements. And this is not that much money. Tony was nice enough to put together a list for me today. The increases, which we're proposing to freeze with this amendment, would amount to $1,950 a year for Madison County Public Schools. If you add the parochial schools, Lewis and Clark and SIU, the total comes to just under $3,000 difference. So we're not asking to eliminate the fees. We're just asking to avoid the increase, which amounts to about $30 per institution per inspection. And it certainly is not a shot at the committee. I think they've done an excellent job, and certainly the director. And this program is absolutely necessary. Keeping our food items safe and the public safe is paramount. But the message in this economic time with the struggle the schools are going through maybe expending some additional money on safety measures in the near future. It just is one of those ways I think we can address the sensitivity of what they're doing with their budget.
Any other questions on the amendment? Ms. Hawkins.
I believe the Health Committee approved this and the Finance Committee. Am I right?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, this is an ordinance, so if there's going to be an amendment proposed, I believe that we need the exact text of the proposed language to be changed before it can be voted on.
So how do we oral verbiage, right? I mean, that's all you...
I think all she wants to do is take out the school districts. Is that correct? You don't want the school districts to have an increase, is what it reads.
Correct. But I support the increases to everyone else.
We need to have. I think we need to have the exact language in the record so that we know what's published and everything. So, you know, just something, maybe something simple like provided that these increases do not apply to schools. Or
okay,
something.
Amending Chapter 55, Madison County Food Sanitation Ordinance, minus school districts, minus increases to school districts.
That do it,
Mr. Chairman. I have a comment,
Mr. Holliday.
Yes. If we go and say we're going to not do this for the school districts, and how is that going to affect everyone else? You think they'll feel that they need to have an amendment for them also? That's a question we need to ponder. You know, we took this back to the committee last month. No one showed up at the Health Department committee with any information about wanting to change this. We went to the Finance Committee. No one spoke up about that at the Finance Committee. So now we get to the floor and we want to bring this up. I think we've already passed it by both committees, and I'm asking for a vote.
Okay. We do have to vote on the amendment first. So if you want to say that one more time before we can write it down and have it in there, Ms. Roosevelt.
Ordinance amending Chapter 55, Madison County Food Sanitation Ordinance, with the exception of school districts.
The increase in school districts.
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Novosich, you still seconded that. Okay, so we're going to vote on the amendment first. I'm going to ask for a roll call on the amendment, and then we'll vote on the original resolution. So roll call on the amendment. Yes, is you're for the amendment. No, is you're not for the amendment.
Your votes are long, Chairman.
Ms. Hawkins, we're waiting for you. Yeah, there you go. Okay,
13. 13.
Wow.
What is it, 13 yes?
13 yes, 12 no.
Okay, it's 13 yes, 12 no, so the amendment did pass. Now we'll vote on the amendment as amended. Now you're voting on the whole thing as amended, and that it does include that the school districts do not have an increase.
So, Mr. Chairman, as a point of order, did the amendment pass?
Yes, 13 to 12. That is correct. So what you're doing is you're voting on it as amended.
Kristen.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. No, you got that wrong.
Just the opposite.
Right.
Ms. Hawkins? Ms. Hawkins?
Helen,
you need your... motion carried. Yeah, 20 yes, 5 no. Motion carried. Mr. Holliday, anything else?
I ask the Health Department report be placed on file as presented.
We will do that.
Thank you.
Okay. Planning Development Committee, Finance Government Operations Committee, Ms. Maher. Mr. Maher.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning Development Committee has the following resolution. It's a resolution authorizing a grant for yearly funding for the Madison County Soil and Water Conservation District. I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I have to abstain. I meant to abstain. I'm sorry.
She missed. Okay, we'll get that taken care of. Okay. And if we can get a second for that motion. Now, we got a second by Ms. Hassadorian. Okay. On a question? Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher? Thank you. Public Safety Committee, Ms. Clasper.
This doesn't take a roll call.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. We, your Public Safety Committee, would like to submit our report covering amusement licenses, and I ask that it be placed on file.
We will do that. Thank you, Ms. Clasper. Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tricano's not here. Who's on that committee? Mr. Walters, are you on that committee?
Yeah.
Go ahead and bring that in for me, please.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have a resolution here for our Madison Monthly Resolution List from Mr. Myers, and I ask for your approval.
We have a motion, second by Mr. Holliday. On to question, roll call. Anything else, Mr. Walters?
Nothing else. Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Okay. Transportation Committee and Finance Government Operations Committee, if you bring both H and I in, Mr. Semitism.
Mr. Chairman and fellow board members and Ms. Connie Clerk, who I addressed wrong earlier, I apologize. We have the Transportation Committee has three resolutions. The first one is a resolution to establish an alternate speed zone, Fort Russell Road District, Indian Hills Drive. Number two is a request for permission for advertised and received seal bids on two new dump trucks. And number three is an approval plans and request permission to bid New Polk Road Widening Project, Edwardsville Township. And should I bring in I?
Yes, please.
We have one resolution. It's a resolution to award a contract for one new model 2013 Ford. It's been signed by all seven members of the Transportation Committee and the members of the Finance Committee on the one, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Second it?
Second.
Okay, we have a second on a question. Roll call. Carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonison?
That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Anything else under new business? I just want to remind people you're invited to my home this evening. If your spouses are here, they're welcome to come also. If you need directions on how to get to my house, I think we have them downstairs, so feel free to come over. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Second. All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Ayes have it.